Welcome to Exhibit 13 of the Museum of Minor Incidents. To get to the exhibition platform, walk all the way up the stairs. In the following, you will receive instructions on how to perform this exhibit. Some of the instructions will be similar to those of the other players. Some will be just for you. Interact with each other. But listen closely and try to do exactly as you are instructed. Once you've reached the top of the stairs, proceed to the top of the small hill on the grass.
Look around you at buildings surrounding the site. What are they used for? What kind of value do they represent? Take a close look at the very tops of the buildings. You've heard that bees have started to settle on some of the rooftops, and people have begun to produce honey there. Can you hear the humming sound? Listen carefully. You are a businessman specialized in commercial real estate development. This area really has a high potential for development. You are here with two of your colleagues to make a plan. Show your colleagues a thumbs-up sign to show how motivated you are. The one who isn't showing a thumbs-up sign is a professor that always insists on being part of your meetings. You only tolerate him because he has good connections to the city government. Smile politely at him. Choose one building to be demolished and turned into parking lots. You know that this is much more profitable than collecting rent from residents or waiting for small shops to grow a business. Point at the building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another one. Look at the professor. He always finds a reason to save the old buildings. He just doesn't understand what is important for the city's economy.
You make funny faces as the professor shows you which building he would like to save. Look, he is standing on only one leg. Keep a respectful distance and do not touch him. If he manages to stay standing in the same position for 30 seconds, you honor his steadiness and save one of the buildings. But maybe your funny faces will make him fall over.
20 seconds left. Ten seconds left. Five, four, three, two, one. If the professor managed to stay upright the whole time, you agree to save the building he pointed out. If not, you don't need to listen to his foolish advice. A man who cannot stand upright does not need to be listened to. Now look closely at the buildings that you've chosen for demolishment. Imagine the destruction crews moving in. Get ready for a big crash. Cover your ears. As the dust clears, look at the transformed urban landscape. Less buildings and more parking lots. Do you like what you see? Suddenly you hear the sound of a single bee flying around you. What a nuisance! The dust has now completely settled. Look at all the cars that are not finding space, and all the people that have to walk so long to their offices. You need more parking lots. Choose another building to be demolished. You know that this is much more profitable than collecting rent from residents or waiting for small shops to grow business. Point at the building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another one. Look at the professor. He always finds a reason to save the old buildings. He just doesn't understand what is important for the city's economy.
You make funny faces and funny sounds as the professor shows you which building he would like to save this time.
Look, he's standing on one leg again. If he manages to stay standing for 30 seconds, you must respect his steadiness and save one of the buildings. But see if you can make him put his foot down with your funny faces and your silly sounds. 20 seconds left. 10 seconds left. stay upright the whole time, you are very impressed and agree to save that one building he pointed out. If not, you don't need to listen to his foolish advice. A man who cannot stand upright does not need to be listened to. Look closely at the buildings that you chose for demolishment. Imagine the destruction crews moving in. Get ready for a big crash. Cover your ears. As the dust clears, look at the transformed urban landscape. Less buildings and more parking lots. Do you like it? You hear the sound of that bee flying around you again. The dust has now completely settled. Everything is much more in order now. People are finding parking and are getting to their workplaces much faster. But what about the future? You know that every economy needs to expand. If we want to be successful, we need to provide space for bigger and better businesses to move in. Choose another building to be demolished. You know that this is much more profitable than collecting rent from residents or waiting for small shops to grow business. Point at the building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another one. Look at the professor again. He always finds a reason to save the old buildings. He just doesn't understand what is important for the city's economy. Look, he's standing on one leg again. If he manages to stay standing for 30 seconds, you just have to respect his steadiness and save one of the buildings. But he is really getting on your nerves now. Continue to make funny faces and sounds to mock him. But now also try pushing him a little bit to see if he can still stand upright. Each of you may push him only once. You cannot let this old man on one leg stand in the way of the future, but you want to give him one last chance to convince you. 20 seconds left. Ten seconds left. Five. Four, three, two, one. If the professor managed to stay upright the whole time, you agree to save the building he pointed out. If not, you don't need to listen to his foolish advice. A man who cannot stand upright does not need to be listened to. Look closely at the buildings that were chosen for demolishment. Imagine the destruction crews moving in. Get ready for a big crash. Cover your ears. As the dust settles, look at the transformed urban landscape. One giant parking lot and a few business towers. A few random buildings remain that are not generating a profit, but you are tired now. You can take care of those the next time. As the dust settles completely, you hear a humming sound getting louder and louder. What is it? Is it a beehive?
It must have been built on top of one of the destructive buildings and is now coming down to get you. Run! Run! Thank you for visiting Exhibit 13. We look forward to welcoming you to another exhibit of the Museum of Minor Incidents.